You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In a sea of blue and yellow, Ukrainians rally against Russian aggression. Much of their anger is directed squarely at one man.
This loathsome little one man has created all this, and we've got to put a stop to it.
Yeah. His people are going to die as well. Does he have any respect for life?
Many in this crowd are just looking for some sense of purpose as the reality of this invasion sets in. After a few attempts, Katerina Argeru was finally able to get through to her parents, but their accounts did little to put her mind at ease.
All the roads are blocked. There's panic on the streets, trying to get money out of an ATM, massive lines. The shops are empty. It's a very difficult situation there now.
Here, many feel sanctions are not enough, and they want Australia to ramp up economic, humanitarian, and military aid immediately. Among the crowd are also plenty of Russians who are making it clear they do not support their government's actions.
Actually, I feel very ashamed. I'm embarrassed.
I didn't sleep. I was crying.
I love Ukraine. I have friends from Ukraine. I don't want to kill any Ukrainian people.
While some protested, others prayed. The disbelief is still palpable at this Ukrainian church in Sydney's west. The very Reverend Father Simon Kuj led a service at St. Andrew's Ukrainian Catholic Church.
The victory of Ukraine will be the victory of God's power over the arrogance of man and over the arrogance of one man in particular.
The shock is slowly being replaced by overwhelming uncertainty, and fundraising efforts are beginning as aid agencies fear a humanitarian catastrophe. Naomi Steer is the National Director of Australia for the UNHCR.
Over the next couple of weeks, we hope to raise $250,000. And of course, we will be watching to see what's happening on the ground and how those needs are also changing.
All as this community braces for the anxious days and weeks to come. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.